speed, actually they're terrible you are. What you have to do all the time, you have to set the speed properly in there. And when you can't set the speed properly, it's just one of those things. Anyway, we'll just try it now. I think we've got the speed sorted out now. That's a bit better, yeah. Yes, the old theme tune, Rides in the Sky. Tunes to Brian C on the air once again for you. I'm playing you the records from the 50s and 60s and the 70s. And telling you all about the artists and who was in the band and what year they were released. And what year they got to number one or what year they sold the million or whatever. We've had the highest 5 million global. That's been so far. Isn't that good, eh? Well, the SEO format goes like this. Follow me at 5 o'clock, it's Jeff Jones, 5 till 7. So Jeff Jones, if you are listening, my friend, bring some coffee up to the studio, will you, with you? That's Jeff Jones, if you're listening, just pop into the nearest shop somewhere, grab some coffee sachets or a jar of coffee, spend a little bit of money for a change, and come up to the studio and we'll let you in. If not, you're not coming in. 7 till 7, we've got Kenny G. And he's going to be playing you some really good sounds. His show's usually good anyway. 10 till 12, Andy Rogers. And then we may be closing down, but you never know. We may get someone to go on 12 till 2. No, it won't be me, it won't be me, it won't be. Could be, but it mightn't be, but it might be. You never know, it depends how I feel really, I suppose. I might come on tonight and play a load of slowies and put you all to sleep. And then I'm going to play the theme tune and wake you all up again on the hour. How is that? Good then. Don't forget, tomorrow, Easter Monday, the Electric Wheelchair Appeal. A charity performance in aid of Graham Judgeon at the Cleveland Pub, Hamilton Square. The bands appearing, Casino, Raffles, the Delmar Zero, Chains, the Raven Brothers and many guests. Admission 50 pence and the first band starts at 12:30. The Cleveland Pub also require pushchairs, prams, shopping trolleys, anything with wheels for the pram race on Easter Monday. Contact Peter or Lane on 647-6364. They will arrange collection for you. And not forgetting the Foxville Special School for Children, that's in Morton. They're in urgent need of funds to purchase special medical equipment for children aged from 11 to 17 years old. And these kids are mentally and physically handicapped. If you want to help by the way of a cash donation, contact Max at the Queen's Hotel in Chester Street. This is also known as the Cuckoo. That's the one, yeah. And it's situated just around the corner from Park's Axis. Ring Max now, he's the boss. And the number 647-9073. 051 if you're outside the Liverpool Down Gary. Or better still, call in to help fill the whiskey bottle. At 647-9073, ask for Max during pull hours only, please. Also, a prize will be given to anyone who can guess how much money's in the bottle. So buy your draw ticket now and maybe you'll be the lucky winner. SCO back to every charity you can think of, any charity at all, if it's for a local service or whatever. Just contact us at 91 New Hay Road, Woodchurch Estate, Birkenhead, Merseyside, 04977NE. Let's carry on with the music. This one was played earlier on today by Andy Sloan, but I'm going to tell you a bit more about it before it starts. I'm going to tell you that first of all, it charted the first time around on the 4th of October 1962, reached number 2 in the charts after 18 weeks. The second time around charted the 14th of October 1972, reached number 9 after 14 weeks. The third time round, it was charted the 14th of April 1979 and reached number 47 in the charts for 3 weeks. It's Chris Monte. This one's called Let's Dance, 1962. 1972 and 1979.
Throw me so, hold me tight, don't you let me go.
That's the sound of it for you. Chris Monte and Let's Dance. That's charts for the first time around the 4th October 1962. Reached number 2 in the charts after 18 weeks. Second time it reached number 9 and third time it reached number 47. Right, we're just having a quick look through all our information here. We've got some information about the next record for you. What I'll do, I'll tell you the information straight after the record. So, first of all, it was released the 2nd of August 1962, reached number 3 in the charts after 15 weeks. And then it was re-released again the 28th of June 1955 and it went straight to number 7 after 11 weeks. This is Brian Howland, Sealed with a Kiss.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer, darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll feel the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter sealed with a kiss.
Second million seller for Brian, and it was written in 1960 by Peter Udell, and the words by Gary Geld, and the music. The disc was number 3 for 2 weeks in the US charts and 14 weeks in the bestsellers at number 3 in the British bestsellers. Good, eh? Let's carry on with the next one for you right now. This one's the Shirelles. I think it did get in the high mentioned charts. It was actually an excellent massive hit for them. In fact, I'll tell you what I'll do, why are you just standing there and you just sort of think to yourself, I wonder what he's got coming up next for us. Well, we've got one about the Shirelles, which should be coming up shortly. In fact, we can't find it because what we've been doing, we've been looking up and all, we've got loads and loads of sheets of paper in them. We've got the Shirelles definitely down somewhere. What we're going to have to do is wait until after the record, okay?
Tonight you're mine completely. You give me your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Is this a treasure, or just a moment?
Shall we tell you a bit about this one? Do you want to know about it, yeah? It's the third million seller for the Shirelles. It was written in 1960 by husband and wife Jerry Goffin and Carole King. One of the USA's most successful songwriting teams in recent years, the disc was recorded in the late 1960s and was a top seller for 2 weeks, and in the USA in 1961, with 19 weeks in the bestsellers at number 4 in for 15 weeks in the British bestsellers. How about that? I bet you didn't know all that information exists. Recently, I've been doing a bit of research, you see. And what I've done about the next one, I had a couple of records by Brian Howland, and I picked out the two best ones, which I think he's done. This one was released the 10th of May, 1962. Reached number 5 on the charts for him, and it's one of his best. 1962, it's called Journey, Come Lately. 13 minutes past 4, you tune to LCR. The Golden Oldies Information Show on a Sunday. That's me, Brian C, giving you all the info you want to know.
I only met you just a couple of days ago. I only met you and I want your loving so. Ginny, come lately, sweet, sweet as candy. You may have come lately, but Ginny, come lately. You're the one for me. I only had to see the sunlight in your hair. Your soft, soft silhouette to know I always care. Ginny, come lately, sweet, sweet as candy. You may have come lately, but Ginny, come lately. You're the one for me. You only had to smile, a little smile, nothing more than look at me. You only had to smile, and in a little while, I was dreaming recklessly. I only met you just a couple of days ago. And know my love for you has no more room to grow. Ginny, come lately, my dream come true. You may have come lately, but Ginny, come lately, I'm in love with you.
Ginny, come lately there for you. Well, the next letter, or the next the record we've had a letter for, and we've been requested to let Jenny Hujar read it out. Well, Jenny Hujar has been this sort of around the studio every now and again, and today she's popped up with this letter. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right, Jenny. People get ideas, so, you know. Stop linking arms. Let's carry on with the letter. Here you are, Jenny. Here you go.
This letter's from Juliet, it says. This is your number one fan from the universe writing to your brilliant self to ask you to play me a record. How about Sugar Sugar by the Archies? Please say hello to the following people. Carol, George, Billy, Alison, Dawn, and not forgetting our Jane. Thanks from Juliet.
Cool. Here you go. Well done, Jenny. Well done, Jenny. Who'd you all there for? Give it a big round of applause. It's the first time she's ever been on the AC. She's good. She's good, aren't you, Jenny? Yes, yes, yes. Actually, it's Julie C in disguise, so just don't say anything about it. Anyway, I'm going to tell you something about this record before I do play. So, Juliet, if you're listening, it was written by Jeff Berry, a producer of the disc, and Andy Kim. This disc was released in the USA in July 1969, and by the 30th of August, it sold a million with the RIAA Golden Disc Award. It got to number one for 4 weeks, the 22 weeks in the bestsellers, and October passed the 3 million sale in the USA. The Archies were a cartoon characters group, never really existed, but Archie Andrews, Mr. Weatherby, Betty Cooper, Veronica Lodge, Reggie Mantle, and Judge Jones, who topped the TV ratings all over the USA in the Saturday morning CBS series. The series was based on a newspaper strip. Not bad, eh? 1942 when it first started. Here you go, the record you asked for anyway. I won't tell you any more because I could go on forever.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh sugar, sugar,
information. They're going out to Juliet, and we had Jenny Hujo on. She's just going to say yeah to Juliet. That was going out to who?
Juliet.
Here you go, Juliet. That's Jenny Hujo on for you, and she's just going to give you a little message over the air. How about that, eh, Jules? Anyway, let's get on to the next one for you now. Well, this one was actually a hit somewhere along the line. It was a hit for the Monkees. It got to number one over here in England, the 5th of January 1967, and the charts for 17 weeks. There they are, the Monkees, the group sent out from America to beat the Beatles. Never got anywhere with it, though. This one's called I'm a Believer. 21 past four.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't hurt if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. Put doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I love was out
well, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trait. Hooked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
That's the sounds of Wayne the Monkees and I'm a Believer, a hit over here in England, but still didn't beat the Beatles. That's cool, I'm a Believer from the Monkees now. Anyway, let's get on the next one for you now. From Six Limbs Away, Irby, it's a letter. Says, Dear Brian, say hi. Please, can you play Laura and Tommy and say hi to Sal and John, Helen, Jan. Helen, I think that's Jan anyway, says Crazy Chris and Phil, me, Tello, also Brian, Russ, Paul, Gordon, Turtle, and all the members of the D-Side Dragons ice hockey team, says the female one. A female hockey team. Oh, all right, that's going to play SCR. Says, I wish all the SCR crew are have a happy Easter. Says, can you please play about 3:30 on Sunday afternoon? Thank you for featuring Neil Sedaka for my mum last week. Living Little Rose Fiona. Well, Fiona, it's practically an hour late. I think it is nearly an hour late. We've got 5 minutes. It would have been an hour late. I'm sorry, I didn't see that at 3:30 on it. And if it would have, it would have been early. But I can't play the record you've asked for. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you about the record I'm going to play for you. This one is in the charts at the moment for the same guy who had a 3rd million seller for him. It was written by him. Conjunction with Lee Hazelwood, it achieved the number 12 in the US charts for 16 weeks, reached number 4, 16 weeks in the Britain's bestsellers. It's in the charts at the moment for Dwayne Eddy, but this is the original, Dance with the Guitar Man. Okay, so I made a mistake. It's not very often I make mistakes, you know. That's when Eddie dances with the guitar, man. Brian sees making mistakes again, they'd all say. Anyway, the next one was called I Got You, Baby. It was by, of course, Sonny and Cher. And that was a major hit for them, for the success duo, on both sides of the Atlantic, selling 500,000 in Britain on the Atlantic label, and over 1 million in the USA, totaling 3 million globally. This was a number one for 3 weeks in the USA, with 14 weeks in the bestsellers, and 1 week in Britain with 12 weeks in the bestsellers. A Gold Disc Award was given to them in 1965, the RIAA. Isn't that good, eh? Let's carry on. Here it is. Also released in 1985, got to number one as well for UB40. This is the original.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know Well, that's true, 'cause you got me, and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, baby. I got you, baby. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent. I guess that's so, we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got wear my ring, and when I'm sad, you're a clown, and if I get scared, you're always around. Let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care, with you I can't be wrong. Then put your little hand in mine, there ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. I got you, walk with me. I got you, talk with me. I got you, kiss good night. I got you, go hold me tight. I got you, I won't let go. I got you, love me so. I got.
I got you, babe. 1965, originally got to number one, as well as getting number one 1985. It was exactly 20 years to the day we worked it out, 20 years near enough exactly to the day when UB40 had the hit with Chrissie Hynde on vocals as well, doing I Got You Babe. It's half past, it's 4:31 to be exactly precise. Let's carry on the next record for you now. 1964, this one was not a hit nationally or worldwide, but it was a hit in every disco you can think of in that year. It's called Needle in a Haystack. It's the Velvets.
Bye.
disco charter. Never got anywhere in the normal charts, but it was a cracking record in the discos. Still to this day, gets people of dancing. The Velvets, a Motown band that had that one, Needle in a Haystack. The next record was called Hey Baby. It was a smash in the USA, the first million seller for Bruce Channel. It was written by him and Margaret Cobb in 1961. He was a Teen Beat singer, and Bruce was born the 28th of November 1940 in Jacksonville, Texas, of a musical family. He was singing and playing the guitar from the age of five, so just a little bit older than me there. I'm joking, honestly. After his family moved to Dallas, and while in high school, Bruce entertained at youth centers and local shows. His father took him to Shreveport, Louisiana, to seek an audition with Tillman Franks, producer of famous Louisiana hayride show Franks. I say, right, okay, let's go with this one. This was a hit in 1961 for the first 6 months, and then it goes to 1962, it played the chart for number one in the USA and number two in Britain. This is the one. I bet you didn't want to know what information, did you really? I'm telling you anyway. 26 before 5, Storson Community Radio. SCO for shorts. Sounds for you, Hey Baby from Bruce Channel. Well, the next record was a reasonable hit for Chubby Checker. This one, which actually got to number 49, never really sort of got high up in the charts. Released the 22nd of September 1960. It was only number 49 in the UK. It was in the chart for a week. It was also released the second time around, where it was released the 6th of October 1960, and it got to number 44. Then re-released again. It was released the 11th of January 1962, reached number 14 after 10 weeks. This is the one. It's called The Twist. It's not a bad record at all either. 23 before 5, you tune to SCR. I couldn't mention Sally Tyson at the moment as well.
Come on.
That's the sound of the toys there for you, Mr. Chubby Checker. He had a few hits and that was certainly one of them. Got to number four eventually, yeah, 14 should I say, after recharting three times, third time he got the highest. That's called the twist. The next record's called Go Now, the next group, the Moody Blues. The group had great success in a short space of time. The five young men are known as Danny Lane, real name Brian Hines, born 29th of October 1944 in a boat off the Jersey coast. He was born in a boat. That must be novel anyway. Mike Pinder, born 27th of September 1942, Birmingham. Graham Edge, born 30th of March 1942 in Rochester, Staffordshire. Ray Thomas, born 29th of December 1942, Stubbard-on-Severn. And Clint Warner, real name Clinton Eccles, born on 25th of June 1949 in Birmingham. Well, the group had a hit with Go Now, which was a number one in Britain for 2 weeks, with 14 weeks in the bestsellers, and sold over 250,000 records. I think that's 250,000 anyway. The disc was a number 10 in the USA and 14 weeks in the bestsellers on a London label, a big success and the beginning of a global sale to an estimated million. The song was written in 1963 by Larry Banks and this is the song I'm on about.
We've already said
the London record label. That's the sounds of the Moody Blues. and that one we're called Girl Now. Anyway, let's carry on with the next one for you right now. It goes like this. It was called Kathy's Clown, released on the Warner Brothers label in the USA. It was the 8th million seller for the Everly Brothers. It was their own composition. It was at number one for 5 weeks in the USA, with 17 weeks in the bestsellers, and a chart topper in Britain for 9 weeks, with 18 weeks in the bestsellers in Britain, a top rhythm and blues disc. And this is the one it's going to have for Carol from Jane. It's called Kathy's Clown, 1960, and number one for the athletes.
Don't want you.
And before the Everly Brothers, Kathy's Clown, and number one for them in 1960. Well, the next record was really, really interesting, because the group The Bachelors, they never had a million seller. They've done loads and loads of records, but the first million seller for this extremely popular trio came from the combined sales from Britain and the USA and other countries. The song was originally written in 1927 by Lou Pollock, but you didn't know that one, and also Erna Rapey, and Rapey's tune was first entitled